The Bible truth, called born again, is a marvelous supernatural miracle that transports one from carnaldom and death to the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ, to the status of sons and daughters of God, to the status of God's priests and kings, and to glorious eternal life. Can we prove that truth? Of course. This place, called born again, is attained through the saving blood of Christ. Born a second time, where all sin and shame is expunged, attained by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting and forsaking sin, and surrendering to the authority of the Word of God. Are you ready for the best day of your life and the beginning of eternity? Click on to Further with Jesus for immediate resolution. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 18:30, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him." God said, Psalms 19:7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple." God said, Ecclesiastes 3:14, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before Him." God said, Proverbs 30:5-6, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." Man said, "The Bible is outdated data. Science is the God we serve." Now the record. This is feature article number 361 that proves scholastically and pragmatically the glorious truth of God's Word. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, God Said, Man Said launches a new feature, all of which are preserved in text and streaming audio. Thank you for coming, and may the face of God shine upon you and your house with light and truth. The Bible teaches that God's Word is truth and that He is His Word. John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." If this is so, all other books must bow down and do obeisance to the Word of God, and they do. Since the beginning of time, Satan has harnessed the hearts of evil men to challenge the veracity of the Scriptures. They have challenged in word and deed, and have failed miserably every time. All the contradictory books ever written, all the evil deeds ever committed, and all the blasphemy ever spoken will soon stand in judgment before the God of the Bible and His Christ. Philippians 2:10-11. "That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Thousands of years ago, God in His holy word gives directive after directive to man that enhances life and happiness. But man, in the vanity of his mind, rejects the holy pattern laid out by our Creator and goes about adding and subtracting and offering up what he calls new and improved. Unfortunately for men of this ilk, they have not read or simply don't believe Proverbs 36. "Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." Before we address the title of this feature article, you'll find listed a small sampling of God Said, Man Said subjects where new discoveries in science and medicine vindicate God's word and destroy pseudoscience's new and improved position. 1. Purple grape juice is perhaps the most powerful antioxidant on earth. Click on to wine, the wine that has not passed the line. The olive oil-rich Mediterranean diet delivers significantly longer life expectancy. Click on to olive oil and its secrets. For God's perfect solution for yeast infection, click on to Yeast Infections in 7 Days. Live 8 years longer, click on to The Power of Going to Church. Get sick less often and recover more quickly when you do get sick. Click on to The Power of Prayer. American Medical Association reports that breastfeeding not only boosts immune systems and brain power, but Harvard Medical School says that it reduces the risk of becoming overweight. Click on to Breastfeeding. For the cure for 75% of all colon cancers, click on to Do Not Add or Subtract. The doctor said that if you're looking to maintain a low-fat diet, you may want to cut excess fat from someplace other than milk. Click on to Milk. Man leads the world astray again. 60% of circumcised men are immune to HIV infection. Click on to Circumcision 4 and CJ's challenge. Olive oil is a monounsaturated fat. It improves cholesterol levels. It reduces coronary heart disease. It lowers the bad LDL cholesterol. It reduces the need for blood pressure medication. Olive oil knocks the popular sunflower oil for a loop. Increased consumption of olive oil reduces rates of arterial hypertension, obesity, and diabetes. Residents of Crete have the lowest rate of heart problems, cancer, and obesity in Europe because they use large amounts of virgin olive oil. Olive oil protects against breast cancer, while polyunsaturated fats and vegetable oil seem to enhance the risk. For every 10 grams of monounsaturates, olive oil, that a woman consumes daily, the risk of breast cancer falls 55%. However, the risk increases by almost 70% for every 5 grams of polyunsaturates consumed per day. Olive oil creates the sensation of fullness. Olive oil improves digestion. Olive oil inhibits gastric acid secretion and has proven useful for gastric and duodenal ulcer patients. Olive oil is useful in decreasing gallstones. Olive oil delivers distinctive advantages over corn and sunflower oils. Olive oil reduces insulin requirements in diabetics and improves the lipidic profile. Higher consumption rates of olive oil deliver lower levels of colon cancer. News story headline. Olive leaf extract, a new/old healing bonanza for mankind. Olive leaf extract fights HIV, Epstein-Barr, herpes, the flu, sore throat, and chronic sinusitis. The Hungarian government adopts olive leaf extract for its Medicare system as its official anti-infectious disease remedy. Oleuropein, found in the olive tree and isolated from the leaf, is credited with the phenomenal long life of the olive tree, which is said to be able to live for thousands of years. Olive leaf extract has been found to be effective against nearly 90 viruses. Click on to God Said Olive Oil. 10. One glass of the unfermented fruit of the vine knocks out the ill effects of a Mac attack. Click on to wine. 11. Breastfed households save $331 to $475 per infant in first-year medical costs and $1,000 in formula per year. Click on to breastfeeding. 12. Women are less likely to develop cancer of the cervix if their partners are circumcised. Click on to Circumcision 4 and CJ's Challenge. 13. What meat product is associated with coronary heart disease, cancer, and certain communicable diseases? Click on to Swine, the other white meat. 14. A component of human breast milk kills every type of cancer. Click on to Breastfeeding. 15. Eggs are the second most nutritional food. Eat them. Click on to Eggs. 16. In 50,000 cases of penile cancer, 49,990 were in uncircumcised men. Click on to Circumcision. 17. Real butter delivers a better emotional state of mind. Click on to Margarine and Nutritional Armageddon. 18. After lactating, breastfeeding mothers have stronger bones and demonstrate lower incidence of osteoporosis. Click on to Breastfeeding. Raw honey demonstrates a significant inhibitory effect on gastric ulcers. Click on to Honey and the Finger of God. 20. Breastfed babies receive 400 nutrients from mother's milk that can't be made in a lab. Click on to Breastfeeding. How important do you think pure, unadulterated milk in your diet is when God describes the promised land in the following way in Exodus 3:7-8? And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. How important do you think pure, unadulterated milk in your diet is when it was, in fact, part of the meal that Abraham prepared for the Lord and his two companions? Genesis 18:3-8. And said my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they say, And they said, "So do, as thou hast said." And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth." And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. In a feature article titled, "Milk, Man Leads the World Astray," again, published by Godson Manson in February of 2002, the following paragraph is found. "Isn't it amazing that every time God makes a directive, man stakes out a position against it? Milk is very highly endorsed by God. Consequently, man has aggressively opposed it. Man has successfully typecast milk, more directly, milk fat, as a health boogeyman. New evidence makes it clear that we've been led astray again. Without milk fat, the body cannot assimilate the milk's calcium. Consequently, those drinking skim milk are not getting the calcium they thought they were. Today, a relatively modern epidemic is the one called osteoporosis, which is brittle bone disease. Are you beginning to see linkage between man's choice of skim milk and this dread disease?" A news story was published January 3, 2008 by Reuters under the heading, "Non-fat, low-fat milk linked to cancer." The following excerpts are from that article. "The amount of calcium and vitamin D in the diet appears to have little or no impact on the risk of prostate cancer, but the consumption of low-fat or non-fat milk may increase the risk of the malignancy, according to the results of 2 studies published in the American Journal of Epidermology. Dietary calcium in dairy products have been thought to increase the risk of prostate cancer by affecting vitamin D metabolism. Data from several prospective studies have supported an association, but many other studies have failed to establish a link. To explore this topic further, Dr. Songyi Park from the University of Hawaii in Honolulu and colleagues analyzed data from subjects enrolled in multi-ethnic cohort study. This study, conducted between 1993 and 2002, included adults between 45 and 75 years old, were primarily from 5 different ethnic or racial groups, and lived in California or Hawaii. The total of 82,483 men from the study completed a quantitative food frequency questionnaire and various factors such as a weight, smoking status, and education levels were also noted," Park's group said. "During an average follow-up period of 8 years, 4,404 men developed prostate cancer. There was no evidence that calcium or vitamin D from any source increased the risk of prostate cancer. This held true across all racial and ethnic groups. In an overall analysis of food groups, the consumption of dairy products and milk were not associated with prostate cancer," the authors found. Further analysis, however, suggested that low-fat or non-fat milk did increase the risk of localized tumors or non-aggressive tumors, while whole milk decreased this risk. In a similar analysis, Dr. Yikyong Park from the National Cancer Institute of National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and colleagues investigated the relationship of calcium and vitamin D and prostate cancer in 293,888 men enrolled in the NIH American Association of Retired Persons Diet and Health Study, conducted between 1995 and 2001. The average follow-up period was 6 years. It has long been thought that dairy products can interfere with the cancer-fighting properties of vitamin D, but the consumption of low-fat or non-fat milk appears to increase the risk that the tumors become malignant. No link between total or supplemental dietary calcium and the total number of non-advanced prostate cancer cases was noted. Total calcium intake was tied to advanced and fatal disease, but both associations fell short of statistical significance. Similar to the first study's findings, skim milk was linked with advanced prostate cancer," end of quote. Adding to God's perfect word is never a good idea. God said, Psalms 18:30, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." God said, Psalms 19:7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." God said, Ecclesiastes 3:14, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him." God said, Proverbs 35 through 6, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Man said, the Bible is outdated data. Science is the God we serve. Now you have the record.